California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Gabe Carrier was absolutely outstanding tonight. 36 stops. Unfortunately, the Barracuda just not enough in front of them, and they fall by a score of 3-2 against the Bakersfield Condors and miss the first game of a four-game homestand. Despite just putting four shots on net, despite entering the third period down by a score of 2-1, the Barracuda found a way to tie it early in the third and had the game in their hands on home ice. Unfortunately, a disastrous turnover in the low slot leads to a Cameron Wright goal, a go-ahead goal, and that turns out to be the difference in tonight's game. With the win, Bakersfield snaps a six-game skid. They are now 21-19-6-3 on the season. They inch within a point of Tucson in the Pacific Division, and they are now within 6 points of the Barracuda on the year. A big, big win for Bakersfield. They are now up to 51 points on the season. Barracuda are just 2-3-1 now against the Condors on the season series. Final shots, 40-18 in favor of Bakersfield. So we did shortchange goaltender Gabe Carrier by a save. It says 39 on the board, 40 in the box score. So 37 stops for Carrier. He was absolutely brilliant tonight, but he gets just two goals of run support. And the Bakersfield Condors steal one on the road. Condors go 1-for-6 on the power play. Barracuda go 1-for-3. Let's recap this hockey game. We talked endlessly about the play of goaltender Gabe Carrier. He was brilliant from the onset, making multiple saves, including this one early with the game still scoreless. Oh, jams it free, the former Ducks first-round draft pick, and now Stefan will carry up the left side. Has a man of Philp driving to the net. A great stop by Carrier. Outstanding save from Gabe Carrier in the first period, and the Barracuda later in the frame will take a 1-0 lead. Thomas Bortolo had a breakaway earlier in the period that he could not score. His second breakaway he wouldn't miss. At 15:27, he'd slide the breakaway shot through the five hole of goaltender Olivier Rodrigue. For Bortolo, his 12th of the year, from Gabe Carrier, his second assist of the season for the goaltender, and the Barracuda had a 1-0 lead in the first. Third chase down, here comes Bortolo with speed down the wing. Thomas Bortolo on the backhand, he scores! Second breakaway of the opening period for Bortolo. This time he opens up Rodrigue and slides it gently through the five hole. Great finish from Bortolo. Barracuda take a 1-0 lead. But unfortunately, in the first period, the Bakersfield Condors would tie it up late. With 17 seconds left in the period, Barracuda kind of forgot about Alex Svetlakov, and he would park himself in front. Nobody around him. Shot on net. Bouncing puck midair. Batted out of midair by Svetlakov. Condors tied up late in the first. For Phil Kemp. Kemp had a great chance earlier in the period that was turned aside Carrier. Now in tight, Svetlakov scores. Bats a puck out of midair and beats goaltender Gabe Carrier. We're tied with 17.6 seconds left in the period. So Svetlakov scores his third of the year to tie it up in 19:42 of the first. So we would go into the intermission with the game tied at 1-1. In the second, the Barracuda would fall into some penalty trouble, muster just four shots on net, and during a 5-on-3 power play, Bakersfield would take its first lead. Connor Carrick, the former Coachella Valley Firebird, snapping home the go-ahead goal for Carrick, his 11th of the season, his fourth against the Barracuda in the last four games in which he's played San Jose. He's got 8 points during that stretch, continuing to torment Team Teal as he rips one home on the power play, and the Condors take a 2-1 lead in the second period. Kajula nearly gave it away. 5-on-3 for another 36 seconds. Griffith now right side. Carrick loads up, shoots and scores. Connor Carrick continues to torment the Barracuda. It's four goals in his last four games against San Jose and 8 points during that stretch. He's got a power play goal, and Bakersfield leads it 2-1. So the Condors take their first lead of the game in the second period. That was the only goal in the second. Barracuda were outshot 14-4 in that middle frame, and they would trail 2-1 after two. But late in the second period, there was a minor penalty called against Bakersfield's Ronnie Attard for cross-checking. And the Barracuda would start the third period on the man advantage. And on that power play, Daniil Gushchin, 34 seconds into the third period, would tie things up. His second goal in as many games. And for the Barracuda and Gushchin, it would level things up early in the third period. Those two crisscross. Gushchin works to the net, shoots, block, puck loose, and it's stuffed wide by Regenda. Feathered back up top to Quinone. 30 seconds gone here in the third. 12 seconds remaining on the power play. In tight off the post, they score! Daniil Gushchin ties the score. 34 seconds into the third period. So the Barracuda tie it up in the third. A great start, just what the doctor ordered. Unfortunately, as the period continued to transpire, one thing that we didn't see, at least in the first two, was issues for the Barracuda in their own end from a turnover standpoint. They really were starting to get a little careless in the third, and unfortunately, it would come back to bite them. Late in the frame, tied at 2-2 at 16:45, Cameron Wright, after a Barracuda giveaway in the low slot, would turn and beat Carrier for what would turn out to be the game-winning goal for Wright, his 10th of the year. Evenly matched season series as it often is, and more of the same tonight. Here's a chance, another save by Carrier. Now mismanagement of the puck, a giveaway, and Cameron Wright beats Gabe Carrier. A disastrous turnover in the low slot, and Carrier can't come up with a save this time with 3:15 left in the third period. Tough break for the Barracuda. Tristan Robbins had it in the low slot as he went to skate up ice. He put it right off the back foot of Rem Pitlick, leads to the turnover. And Cameron Wright makes no mistake to give Bakersfield back their lead. That would turn out to be the difference as the Condors pick up their fourth win against the Barracuda this season and their 21st on the year. Both teams back on the ice on Saturday. Kudo will welcome in Henderson for the first of a back-to-back. We would like to remind fans, Saturday is Renaissance Night. It's a 6 o'clock puck drop. The first 750 fans in attendance will receive a Barracuda Stein. Barracuda will don specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off post-game. There's going to be awesome Renaissance-type engagement and activations throughout the game. Should be one of the best theme nights of the year. That's all coming up on Saturday. Bakersfield continues his two-game road trip in San Diego on Saturday as they snapped a six-game losing skid tonight, and they will look to make it back-to-back wins against a San Diego club that they had just lost two in a row against before tonight's action. Final shots, 40-18 in favor of the Condors. Condors go 1-for-6 on the power play. Barracuda go 1-for-3. Let's go over our three stars. Connor Carrick is our number three star. The former Firebird finishes with a goal. It was on the power play in the second period, a +1 rating and 7 shots on net. That was a game high. Number two star, Daniil Gushchin. He's got goals in back-to-back. He's up to 16 on the year. Gushchin, 3 shots on net, had the goal. Number one star, Cameron Wright for Bakersfield, had the game-winning goal. Wright, a +1 rating, 3 shots on net, 2 penalty minutes. And for my money, I think we'll give a fourth star to goaltender Gabe Carrier. He gave his team more than enough tonight to win this game. And it probably could have been quite out of hand had Carrier not been as good as he was. Unfortunate outcome, though, for the Barracuda. They fall by a score of 3-2. Game late tonight, 2 hours, 42 minutes, 1,939 sought. Barracuda back on the ice on Saturday against Henderson. Again, that's a 6 o'clock puck drop. We will have pregame coverage starting at 5:30 at sjbarracuda.com/listen. Of course, you can listen through the app, and you can watch on HLTV on Flow Hockey. Winning goaltender Olivier Rodrigue snaps a 5-game skid, picks up his third win against the Cuda this year. He's 3-1. Losing goaltender Gabe Carrier, hard luck loss. He is back to 500
on the season. Barracuda fall tonight against Bakersfield. A final score of 3-2. Back on the ice on Saturday against Henderson for Renaissance Night. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Saturday. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.